88.5 KCSN Parkgate Courts joining us. We've got Andrew and Austin in the studio. Welcome, guys.
And thanks for having us, Guy.
Yeah, how are you?
You've made a series of different records. And when I say different, I guess I refer sometimes to the tonality of the records. But I'd want to hear it from you guys, how you feel these records have all evolved.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that there's no Parquet Courts record that sounds like the other, and that's always kind of the mindset going in when recording a Parquet record, is that it would always be a mistake, I think, to do the same thing over again. And you know, Human Performance is no different than any of the other ones in that regard.
The idea of as we listen to the songs today that you're performing from the new record, I saw an early interview you did recently where these songs, you felt some of the melodies were, connecting to the lyrics so naturally that you felt, we're going to let this certain level of melodicism stay with this record. We're not going to worry about whether the songs are, quote, melodic or not. Is that a fair...
Well, that's a silly thing to worry about. Yeah. I mean, I kind of... personally changed up my songwriting style or my approach to songwriting a bit that made melody just more natural. I started writing music first, whereas for a long time in the band, the lyrics started coming first. And so this is the first time in a while that really I was writing songs where lyrics were happening same time as music. And I think that style, there's a reason I think people do it that way. It lends itself to melody more. Like I was saying earlier, it's important to mix it up a bit. Variety's the spice of life. So, we knew we didn't want to make the same record as, Content Nausea or Sunbathing or Monastic Living. Like, it's each one, I think, is a kind of site-specific kind of, testament to where the band is at any given moment.
Thank you. you recorded this record at various times over a year-long period, was it?
Yeah, it was. It took about a year to make it, and then throughout some of those early sessions is where the record Monastic Living came from, which is probably our most experimental record in the way that it was truly sound experiments the band was doing to break new ground. I mean, Human Performance is our fifth full-length record, so by this time we had learned how to write a parquet court song and what parquet court sounds like. And so the early stages of the it was about a year-long process. In the early stages in there, we went to a couple of different studios and just tried to break down the process a little bit, break our own mold, and do some improvised jams between the four of us to try to figure out what exactly we were capable of, and breaking down some barriers we thought were just perceived to be there. And
were those self-imposed, sort of?
I think it was just things that we had grown into.
Mm-hmm.
Having made so many records already, we had just kind of defined, even on our own terms, what a parquet court song sounds like. And by beginning the sessions with just doing something completely different, I mean, there was times when we were all switching instruments. And by the end of it, the songs that seemed the most uncomfortable for us, or the ones that maybe didn't automatically hit us as this is a parquet court song, those became kind of the most important ones, because it was, you know, the ones that were difficult for us to understand where they fit or why we liked them or if we even liked them at all, because it was something. To me, that was just indication that it was something new, and that became kind of the crux of the record for me.
Hot dog, ketchup, made ingredients. Spencer Fowler, singer, she's the best thing.
the new label, it is a change, right? In a certain sense, but it's obviously a label that has long had a lot of integrity and maintained brilliantly an independent spirit. So in that sense, it's not much of a change, but it does probably helps you get gas money a little better to get from here to there, right?
Well, yeah, you know, it was a way that we were able to take the time to spend all that time in the studio was the biggest thing, and not feel pressured to be out on the road, because you know that's the way musicians really keep the lights on these days, is by touring, and that was part of the reason why you know all of our previous records were recorded so quickly. It was just kind of out of necessity. It was what we could afford at the time. It's what we had time to do, and we were making records when we had the opportunity to, because we were touring so much. I mean, up to 8 months out of the year, really. You know, with the benefits of signing to a label that, you know, has a that just has the ability to support us in spending, you know, as much time as we took to make the record. I guess last year is maybe the only year we didn't. I guess we released Monastic Living last year, but that was more of an EP. So it was like the first year in a while we hadn't released a full-length record, and we were spending most of the time just making one. And that's a major benefit. And I think that they also probably realized it was important for us to take some time apart from our old process and get a little bit perspective on where we're, you know, where we are now, where we want to go.
Ashtray is crowded, bottle is empty, no music plays.
Human Performance is the new Parquet Courts record. It is available at all digital retailers.
Of course.
And yes, at those things called record stores, which we all want as many people as possible to go in and pick up a copy of.
Got a beautiful design this time around.
See?
Go to Origami, go to Vacation, go to Amoeba, go pick it up.
Fingerprints, we'll go through the whole list, but wherever you are and however you have it delivered to you, please make sure you get Human Performance. I want to thank you guys for coming out today. It was fun.
Thanks, Guy. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Parquet Courts live on 88.5 KCSN.